This is the Brunswick High Pirates football spring preview with head coach Garrett Grady. Sponsored by Jack's Tire and Brake. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
This is Kip Branch with the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm sitting here with Coach Garrett Grady of the Brunswick High Pirates. How you doing, Coach?
Good. How you doing, Kip?
Doing well. Spring football is upon us. And, you know, talk a little bit about how excited you are. I know football coaches get excited about spring practice.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat right now. Can't wait to get ready for next week. Start Monday, we start with full pads. And, you know, today we're just passing out equipment and everything. And that's kind of the time where you know it's almost here.
Coach, you finished up your first year at Brunswick High, 10-1. Your first year as a head coach. What'd you learn from year one?
It's a little different sitting on this side of the chair. That's what, you know, that's one thing I learned. But the other thing is, you know, just balancing both sides of the football. You know, when I was the offense coordinator here, I was only worried about the offense side. And, you know, as becoming as the head coach, you got to make sure all phases of the game are in hand and in control. And I think, you know, managing that was one big, you know, way the Camden game, managing timeouts, managing, you know, the ball at the end of the game. I thought that was a big way, you know, learning from that. And just some of the other things, you know, throughout the season of, you know, trusting your players, trusting your coaches, delegating certain responsibilities to them. And, you know, it was fun. I'll tell you that. Last season was fun. It ended a little sooner than we expected. But, you know, that's something we got to work towards this offseason.
If you don't win a state championship, your last game of the season is going to be a loss. Coach, how bad did that loss eat at you from last season?
It was pretty rough, you know, losing in overtime to Houston County, and hats off to them. I'm not taking anything away from them. They were not your regular four seed, you know, looking into the playoffs. But that losing on that play, on the last play of the game, and, you know, it's just heartbreaking. It takes the wind out a little bit. And but we can always learn from our failures, and, you know, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, some points of emphasis are going to be made this offseason.
The backbone of a football program is its strength and conditioning program. Talk a little bit about that. And, you know, you guys work hard in February. You hit it real hard and start getting ready for spring practice. Talk a little bit about some of the off-season conditioning.
So our strength and conditioning coordinator, Coach Shores, he does an awesome job with our guys and preparing them for, you know, this is the time where we're putting on good weight, we're putting on a lot of strength, and we're building up just a great football player, a great athlete, and then so that we can be fully conditioned for the summer and for the fall. And, you know, heading into January in phase one of the off-season, we want to make sure we're getting maxes on these guys and then building off those maxes. And then usually right around spring break is when we'll max again. And, you know, on our team last year, we had 10 guys in the 1,000-pound club. And, you know, a lot of those guys graduated. Right now, we maxed over spring break. And we sit at three guys. So now we got a measuring stick from where we were last year to where we're at this year. And then we'll max again right before the season. So we'll go through May, we'll go through June and July, and then we'll see where we're at right before the season. But our guys made some great gains from the first half of phase one, from January to April, and then we'll see where we're at, you know, at the end of the summertime.
You're listening to the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, spring practice is upon us. You said you handed out equipment yesterday. What are you looking for this spring?
Looking for a lot of, you know, kid, we had 30 guys graduate, you know, and you say, you know, 30 guys at a high school football team, wow, that's a big graduating class. But, you know, I like the fact that we have guys returning in key positions. We got quarterback J.R. Elkins is back. We got the region player of the year, Terry Mitchell, at receiver back. We got our two running backs, you know, that were 10th graders are going to be juniors this year, William Heck and Jamarius Towns. Then you look at the defense side of the ball. We have Devin Smith back, you know, defense player of the year. We have River Creel, Donye Broughton, Jayshon Towns, Tyler Sams returns from an injury from last year as safety. Tate Gadsden was another guy that's returned. And then we'll have some guys. Amarion Lamar played a lot of snaps last year for us. And then, you know, we do got some holes to fill. You know, when you look at our offensive line, you know, you graduated all five guys, and we're going to have some guys step up and win some positions. This, you know, it's going to be great competition in the trenches. And then out wide as well, working in some different receiver spots. You know, we graduated Kevin Thomas and Jaden Drayton out there. And so some guys got to step up, and I just can't wait to get out there on the grass and see what these guys are capable of doing.
Donye told me recently he's the strongest football player in Glenn County.
He's pretty strong. He's pretty strong. I'll put his numbers up on anybody. He's got a good squat, yeah. Squat number. And, you know, I'm looking for him to have a great spring. You know, we're going to have a lot of coaches out here come to practice and just working on his ball get off and moving quick. You know, I think knowing what to do and then just execute. And I think that's what he's got to focus on. I think he uses his hands really well, you know, and just got to get off the ball a little bit quicker.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Quarterback position coach J.R. Elkins is coming back after a fantastic junior season. What are you looking for from him out of the position? And you also got Grant Moore, yep, waiting in the wings, and he's really, really good also. So you're pretty blessed at the quarterback position.
Yeah, we have two really good quarterbacks. And, you know, J.R. Being his first year, last year starting, and I think he proved a lot of people. You know, he's got a big arm. And then just everything that he's asking really good questions right now and reading coverages and, you know, the chemistry that he has with our offense coordinator, Mitch Belker, I think is really good. And, you know, the one thing I want to see him do is take control of the team and the offense and win those guys' trust. And, you know, I think he did that a little bit last year, but I want him to take control of it. And if he doesn't, you know, Grant Moore's going to be sitting right there. You know, he had a heck of a freshman baseball season, you know, this past year. They made the playoffs, and he was a big key part in that. You know, not only is it if he's on the mound or, you know, he's at the plate, but, you know, he's a great quarterback as well. So we'll see what those two guys, they'll battle it out a little bit. And I think that both of those guys work hand in hand, and they're both respectful of each other. And they've played a lot of football with a lot of these guys on the team. So I'm excited to see those guys perform this spring.
I've been following Brunswick High football coach for almost 50 years. Terry Mitchell's as good a playmaker as I've ever seen at the wide receiver position. Talk about him.
I tell all these coaches that come in this office, and you see the board in here, all the schools that have been in here, it's about 25, 30 schools that have came in here this offseason, and there's going to be more come to our spring practice. But the one thing I tell them is, you know, you can't catch Terry Mitchell in a phone booth. He's lightning in a bottle. If the game is on the line, that guy's the one that you want to put the ball in his hands, and he's going to make some plays. And he's one of the most explosive players that I've ever seen.
Some kids just have a knack to make plays on the football field, and he's one of them.
That's right, definitely. If you want to get something started and get it started early, you got to get him the ball, find different ways to get him the ball. And I'm glad he plays for the Pirates.
Running back position coach, we have some good ones.
Yes, sir.
Always
yes, sir.
Have, but we got two coming back this season that are really good.
I agree with you. We got Jamarius Towns, you know, he coming off a big sophomore season, and William Heck. I think those two guys, their work ethic in the weight room right now is unbelievable. You know, they're putting up a lot of weight and putting up some good numbers for us, and they're just working hard. And another guy that is an unsung hero a little bit, and we played him out wide and we played him in the box a little bit, is Caleb Butler. And he's a you know, a sophomore that you're going to see a lot of. You know, he'll do the same thing. We're going to bring him in the backfield, we'll bring him out wide, and he's capable of doing both. You know, he had a big season on the court, you know, for Coach Turner basketball, and, you know, he's just going to be an impact player all around.
Offensive line, you talked to him briefly. It sounds like there's opportunity there.
That's right. There's a lot of opportunity for some guys to step in. Like I said, we have five guys graduate that played a lot of snaps here at Brunswick High, maybe 2-3 year starters. You think of a guy like Eli Smith or Jamal Merriweather, those guys, Josh Walker, Jonathan Wilson, William McDonald was another guy, and Quan Gibson. I mean, those guys, they've played a lot of snaps in Brunswick High football in the past 3-4 years. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of opportunity there. You're going to see a lot of sophomores, maybe guys that you don't know who they are, their name is yet, but you'll find out at the end of the summertime and when we're heading into the fall. But I'm excited about this group. It's going to be a good group for sure.
Good deal. On the defensive line, Coach, Kayshawn Thomas is gone. Probably, in my opinion, maybe the best we've ever had there at the position. Still got some talent there, though, with River Creel and company.
That's right. I think River Creel and Donye Broughton are definitely going to be some forces to be reckoned with in the trenches there. River's doing a heck of a job. Like I said, he had a big year, on the wrestling mat, placed in the state. Donye's working hard in the weight room. And then we gotta find that third defense end and lineman or defensive lineman, and we got a couple of guys that are just working right now, and they're hungry. I think that's the biggest thing, is that they're not backing away, they're not scared of the competition, they're ready to go, and they're gonna jump in and they're gonna get thrown in the fire this spring. So we'll see what we can make out of it.
Linebacker position loaded.
I like the way you put that. Definitely when you have Devin Smith coming back and Jayshon Towns, and we got some other guys. We're gonna see some other guys on the outside linebacker position and inside linebacker as well. But I mean, just to have those guys back, I think that's a huge benefit for our defense and for the Black Flag defense. And I just can't wait for these guys to get out there. Those guys are true leaders on the defense side of the ball. And Devin's becoming more vocal. Jayshon, He plays, he's not afraid to put his face on anybody.
No, not at all.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
This is Kip Branch with the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk about Devin Smith. It hurt us when he went down late in the season last year. And how has that ignited him going into his senior season?
Well, I think, that was the eighth game of the season or ninth game of the season, and that was a region game. And we talked about this moment in a staff meeting and even with our kids. But we got to have, that was a shocking moment. One of our best players goes down, a leader, impact player, and now somebody's got to step up. So one of the things we talked about was when your number's called, you got to step up. But seeing the way that he reacted, he was there for his teammates. He told them, I think the biggest thing was during the region championship game, he was in the locker room and he was pumping up those guys and telling them, keep going, do your job, know your assignment, and then, just play for him, because he didn't have that opportunity to play in the region championship game. And I think that he's just killing his rehab right now. He's almost 100% cleared, and he's just being a great teammate.
Are you going to hold him out of spring, or just, we know what he can do?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Okay. He's gonna put on a coaching hat and a whistle.
I hear you.
He's gonna coach some other guys up and just be a great leader for the team. And he's gonna be out there with our guys and everything. He can do a lot of things, that a drill work and everything. And we're gonna continue to do that with him. But as far as contact, we know what he does already. So.
DB coach, defensive back, we lost some dudes from last year.
Yeah, I think you look at a guy like Ivan Johnson, and, Ivan Johnson's played a lot of football at Brunswick High School. I think he's a 3-year starter, and the impact he had on not only defense but offense last year was really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing the competition in the secondary as well with the corners and the safeties. I think, Tyler Sams is going to be back. That's going to be huge for us. And him being a leader on the defense, not only Tyler Sams, but Tate Gadsden. I think Tate Gadsden, when Tyler went down, stepped up, had a big game against Bowles, had a big game against Glen Academy. I think throughout the year, he got better and better. And all he needed was an opportunity. He was one of the guys that when his number was called, he was ready to go. And I think that we're looking forward to more of that with some of our guys. Amarion Lamar's back. You know, Avion Addison's going to be a name that you hear at the corner position as well. So we're looking forward to seeing what these guys can do.
Special teams, Coach, we got a three-year kicker coming back in McLean Finneran. Talk a little bit about special teams.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about somebody's work ethic. You know, that guy, he's always posting videos of him kicking. He kicks almost every single day. He works at his craft. And, you know, that's the kind of people that you want with that work ethic and that blue-collar mentality. And, you know, a three-year starter for us. He's working on putting the ball in the end zone so that we can put the ball on the 20-yard line for the defense. And I think that's a huge weapon as well. And then just not only, you know, when we're in field goal range, you know, you got to be an automatic 3 points for us. And, you know, still working on his punting, still working on, you know, field goal kicks and kickoffs. But he is great to have on our team.
Coach, final question. Warren McClendon, one of your, you know, you coached offensive line when you first got here. He was one of your guys.
Yes, sir.
He gets drafted this past weekend. What does that mean for you, for Brunswick High School in the program when these coaches, you see all these coaches' name visits on the board here. When you have guys that start getting drafted, coaches show up.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, the one card that you see on my desk is the L.A. Rams, and I had a feeling that that's where he was going to go, you know. But it's just a great legacy. You know, Warren comes from a great family with his mom and dad, and the legacy that he left and it continues to leave is he always gives back to the high school. Whenever he's in town, he always comes by the weight room and talks to these guys and tell them what they should be doing, how hard they should be working. It's different at the next level, and now he's at the highest level, and you know it's because of his work ethic, his character, where he came from, and you know he's played a lot of snaps at Georgia. You know, I think he's played over 2,100 snaps. This one thing that amazed me. He played over 2,100 snaps at Georgia, and the pass attempts. Just say if you got half of that as pass attempts, he gave up 2 sacks in his career. That's amazing. That is amazing to me. And now he gets to put on the blue and gold once again and go represent the city of Brunswick and Brunswick High School. And I'm just so proud for him and happy for his family. And I just can't wait, you know, to see him play on a Sunday. And he might be starting, you know. He might get there and work really hard and, you know, win the job. But, you know, he's just a rookie right now, so.
You showed me a text over the weekend, Coach, and where Warren texts you and say, "Hey, Coach, I'm back in the blue and gold."
Man, he is excited. You know, he's ready to represent Brunswick, and there's nothing like putting on the blue and gold. And he's already done it before, so he can do it once more and represent. So,
Coach, I want to thank you for spending some time with the Bishop Media Sports Network today.
Yes, sir. You're always welcome here.
All right. I'm Kip Branch reporting from Brunswick High School.